Welcome home. We are WNST, AM 1570, Towson, Baltimore. We are Baltimore positively into the crab cake season around here, doing the Maryland crab cake tour. Some pumpkin and spice is going to go with this. At some point, they're going to give me some scented candy cane tickets. But for now, it's Raven season. I have Raven scratch-offs to give away. We're going to be at Costas this week in the Timonium location. We're going to be talking about the greater Towson area in Baltimore County with our friends from GBMC, who also put us out on the road on the Maryland Crab Cake Tour. Next week in Catonsville, we'll be doing breakfast at State Fair on Tuesday morning. Got some great guests lined up for that, including some baseball stuff with Luke and Alan. And then we're going to be at Coco's in Lauraville on the 5th in the afternoon, getting together with Marcella and their 40th anniversary there. And then on the 7th at Pizza John's in Essex, eating cheesesteaks and pizzas. And once my sponsors find out about Pizza John's, they're like, hey, what's that date? I want to do the show that day. So that's November 7th. GBMC has put me up to all sorts of things, and my wife is so proud of me. I've made like a real doctor's appointment. I'm on lists. I've even got my chart working on my phone. I am the ultimate 57-year-old dude who doesn't go to the doctors, hasn't had a colonoscopy, although I have an appointment for one in 3 weeks. So on the road to this, I'm trying to get smarter about everything. We're going to be doing some dermatology stuff because I have little moles from my time in Ocean City that I'm concerned about. We talk about all sorts of issues with GBMC, and they're right here in the community, and you hear the ads, and you see me fly the flag, and you see them out on the website. But sometimes we have to do some more uncomfortable things and things that, quite frankly, I have no idea about most of this stuff because I don't go to the doctors as often as I should, being healthy. But this has nothing to do really with me, but it could have to do with me, because I'm sure out in this community, Sarah Pearl has touched people that I know, people out in the community. She is the medical director of child maltreatment. And I hear maltreatment and I think that's a wide variety of things that, but frankly, we don't talk about it on the radio because, and I think for years, I'm 35 years into this. I can't say that I've done a lot of segments on the word maltreatment. So, Sarah, I'll bring you in. I know it's a sensitive topic, and I'm a fun guy, and it hasn't been fun talking football around here. But the things that come to your desk on a daily basis, I can't imagine. So, when I heard Olivia the dog, and I thought we could come out and maybe do that. I know we're doing this on Zoom, but I hope to see you again and talk more about this because I know it's an important topic, and certainly at GBMC, important enough to put you in front of. It's a good day to you. Thanks for coming on with me.
Thank you so much for having me.
All right, so let's start at the top here. Medical Director of Child Maltreatment at GBMC. What does that entail?
So I have the really fortunate ability of running the child abuse program for Baltimore County. So in Baltimore County, the most of our colleagues are housed over at the Dumbarton location off York Road, and then the medical side of our space is over here at GBMC. So we investigate and take care of any child where there's been concern for abuse or neglect in our community.
Well, the word abuse is the word maybe we used prior to that. It feels to me like maltreatment. That doesn't roll off my tongue. That's not something I hear on the Today Show, or that is a term. Maltreatment. Talk to me about that term. Was that something when you were in college that was terminology that was used? Because we heard child abuse, and we, you know, that word. Boy, that word. I'm from Dundalk. I lived in the community, and I call it Archie Bunker's Dundalk in the 70s. I saw stuff, belts. You know, it's kind of the way we were raised, that sort of thing. That's just thankfully a lot different in this century, I believe.
Yeah, so our goal here at GBMC is to do as much prevention and outreach as we can in the community. And then if there is a time where we need to see a patient medically, then we have that ability to do that here in our emergency room at GBMC.
People come to you in all sorts of ways, and I'm sure you direct things. What is the primary, most common, most prevalent thing that you see in your building, and things that you're trying to not see anymore through education and through really getting involved, right? I mean, getting involved and saying, I think we all know hurting children's wrong. We can all agree with that.
Yeah, that's exactly right. We have a really robust sexual abuse program. I'm sure you've heard of our SAFE program here at GBMC.
Sure, I've
So we
talked at
care.
length about that, and that's, again, it's such a sensitive thing to bring up on the radio. You know,
Yes.
it's not polite, it's not It's not a tea party conversation. You know, it's not something we talk about over coffee, but it's something that's in your walls every, it's in our community every day. It's police see it, teachers see it, you know, church, everyone sees it in the community, right?
It does, and it's so important that you're bringing this to light on the radio. So thank you so much for talking about it.
Well, when it comes to education, if we're doing a full seminar on this or an intervention in some way, what do regular people need to know that? And I always say, like, when I'm in airports, I see it all the time. I was out in the Southwest about child abuse, kidnapping, taking people, just all of these kinds of things. But it's if you see something, say something. That's an airport. You know, we see that at TSA wherever we are. But in our community, see something, say something. And, you know, I remember being a kid in the 70s and like television shows would take it on with a kid with a bruise and say, if you see something, that's what an old guy like me would say. But I can't say that I've ever called the cops and said, I've seen this, or hey, that's wrong, or pulled somebody up. Even out in the supermarket, seeing somebody do something to their kids, and I'm like, whoa, whoa, you know, right?
Yeah, so that's exactly right. That really gets to the basics of it is if you have concerns about a child in the community, say something. There's mandated reporters, thankfully. So the teachers, coaches, social workers, medical providers, those are all people that by law have to report any concerns for child maltreatment. But you know, we really, as a community, particularly in the Towson community with GBMC, we really all need to keep you know, an eye on our children. The children in our community are ours as well. And sometimes you saying something to somebody else about a concern you have will save their life.
You know, I guess on a cautionary tale for anything, when what should people do? You know, just in a general sense, what is the first movement if I saw something in a store, in a mall, somewhere, anywhere?
Yeah, so you calling 911 is the first response, and I do a lot of teaching with our EMS colleagues of Baltimore County and police, and so they all know what the next step is if you call. So I think the basic would just be to call 911 that you have concerns, and they can direct the child to the next step.
What happens when this comes into GBMC, into the hospital? What, you know, anonymously, I don't need you to give me a case study, but what happens when I call 911 and the police and they say, oh, well, this child has a bruise and something awful is happening here and there's intervention. Child comes to you. I would think adult is under custody, correct? Right? I mean, not they're not the one in the hospital, it's the child, right?
Yeah, so the child comes sometimes with or without their caretaker, but really when they get to the hospital, it's all hands on deck with our pediatric ER staff to make sure that that child is as comfortable as possible, is safe, and that we're doing all the medical things that we need to make sure that they're healthy. That's where Olivia, our facility dog, comes into play. She helps comfort children that have potentially been victims of abuse when they get to GBMC.
What kind of pooch is Olivia?
So Olivia is a 2-year-old yellow lab.
Yellow lab. So tell me about Olivia and tell me about, you know, look, I was with my cat an hour ago. I mean, I'm comforted more by my cat than I am my social media feed for sure, or my listenership, or the Ravens this week for that matter.
Right.
But animals really are special. And could I pet Olivia, or you know, is Olivia for children?
Olivia's for everybody. She's here and she's laying right by my feet as we speak. But Olivia came to us about 4 months ago from a program called Hero Dogs. It's a nonprofit based out of Montgomery County that places service dogs with veterans primarily. There's a subset of their dogs that get placed in facilities like Olivia. So Olivia, it was matched with GBMC and the Child Advocacy Center of Baltimore County about 4 months ago, and she is doing a really nice job. She cuddles with kids on the stretcher. She greets them in the waiting room. She spends half of her week over at the Child Advocacy Center where police would interview families, and she provides comfort and support to those families and has really been a bright light to our program.
All right. Well, listen, I do the show in restaurants a lot, and I don't know, but like I'm doing the show at the Y in Dundalk soon, and I want to meet Olivia. So we
I'm
might have
happy
to,
to bring her, yeah.
we might have to put this together here. And you know, my wife, we don't have a dog. We have a cat, she's Calico. She's beautiful. Nala. We share pictures all the time of her. And we got her from Baltimore Humane too. So there's a shout out for my pet people. But like, if we had a dog, it would be a yellow lab. I mean, it just would be. That would be what my wife would do. So if my wife, you could comfort my wife too, as well as dogs comfort everyone. My guest is Sarah Pearl. She is with GBMC. She has a fancy title that I had to ask about, Medical Director of Child Maltreatment. We talked about the SAFE program. Actually, we did that at Pete's John's about 4 or 5 months ago. Within the program, let's go back to SAFE. Let's talk about other things that GBMC does within the sort of the umbrella of all of this, and things that fall under your title, which is something that I don't want to hear more of. I want to hear less about maltreatment. But maltreatment could be in all sorts of ways, right? We have undernourished kids in this community too. We have, I mean, there's, you mentioned sexual abuse, just all sorts of things that can happen to vulnerable children, and all of that sort of falls under a pretty wide net at GBMC, and you're helping kids in this community every single day.
You're exactly right. We have all different types of abuse, unfortunately, sexual abuse being one of those. We have physical abuse, like you alluded to, with people leaving bruises or marks on their child. And then a significant amount of our population is children who've been neglected in some form or fashion.
And that, I mean, I try to talk about nourishment with kids. Just if kids don't have the right parents, they're not even getting breakfast, right? I mean, and that, I'm sure that the abuse goes just beyond the bruises when these kids come in. There's a whole level of education just in about just having them be physically well, if not mentally and spiritually well, right?
Exactly right. Yeah. So we do the marks you may potentially see on the outside, it is just kind of a snippet of what is going on underneath. And so here at GBMC, our program can take a really holistic approach to the child. We have a social worker who works with our team, as well as an on-call social work team that's available 24 hours a day. We work really closely with our pediatric emergency room colleagues. So I work alongside the physicians in the ER to ensure that we're thinking holistically about the child and their follow-up needs.
Yeah, I came from a broken home in the 70s, and I had social workers always around me because of the kind of parents that I had. And I think back 40 years later, and I think these are the special people doing this work, the people around you every day dealing with trauma, that I think about it and I well up and I'm like, you know, it's, you don't want to hear about it. You don't want to talk about it out loud. So big appreciation for folks out there like you and in your department doing this really, really tough work, and for Olivia and bringing Olivia around as well, and for promising to at least give me a few pets at some point if we could bring her out to the Y in a few months. I'd love that.
Absolutely. I'd love that too.
Sarah, thanks for coming on again. Is there anything that I'm missing here in regard to Jimmy? I hopefully we've at least educated people to say, if you see something, say something, but also knowing that there is help. There are people that care, and they're right down the street. They're at GBMC, and you don't have to live in that life, or if you're seeing that, the people around you don't have to live in that life for their children.
Yeah, we're also running a fundraiser right now for the Child Protection Program here at GBMC. If you walk the month of October with or without your dog, you can help raise funds for our program.
Let's go. People are walking dogs on my street every day. Let's talk
Definitely.
about it. You got dogs, you got to walk them. I know that, right?
Yeah, so the link to register is gbmc.org/pawls, and all those proceeds go to helping Olivia help the kids of Baltimore County.
So how do I do that again? Fill me in on all of this. I like all the
Yes.
details.
The website is gbmc.org/pawls, PAWS. And for the month of October, you can donate and raise money as you walk for the Child Protection Program here at
Now, is
GBMC.
that Olivia? That's really Olivia, the picture?
Yes.
Wow, what? She's beautiful. All right,
She
walk
is
with
fantastic.
me and protect kids this October. I'm going to share the link for all of this stuff. There's even a video up of Olivia's story as well. So we like seeing tails wag on little pooches. And so I'm going to get to meet Olivia. This is even more exciting. So, Sarah, keep up the great work. I know you got to get back and do the great work you're doing. Thanks for taking time out of the day over at GBMC. I want to give a shout out to GBMC for keeping me square. You got a male in your family that won't go to the doctors, Sarah, even though you're in the medical space. You know a guy like me, right?
I do. It's my husband, and he's a pediatrician.
He doesn't listen either.
No.
Do you know how many segments I've done on PSAs and on colonoscopies? You know how many cancer survivors and Hall of Fame football players I've sat next to, and they've shamed me and they've done all of this. And then finally, because of my partners at GBMC, along with a push from my wife, my colonoscopy appointment is set for the Friday before Thanksgiving. I'm really going through with it. I'm really going to do everything everybody told me. I'm really going to be okay. I've talked to the doc. Dr. Scary's been on. So I'm good. I'm feeling good about this, but I do want to give thanks to GBMC for awakening me, which I'm hoping for my audience, which is getting larger every day that the Ravens lose, unfortunately, is getting larger as well. That we got great care right here in Baltimore County at GBMC, and they're putting me up to talking about all of this stuff and learning about some things I need to learn about, like men's health, and some other things that I still need to learn about that nobody wants to talk about, like the SAFE program over there and like kids in our community, keeping them safe. So I big appreciation, everybody at GBMC. I'm getting back out on the road doing the Maryland Crab Cake Tour this week, which I'm going to enjoy. I'm going to get some crab imperial. I'm at Costas this Tuesday in Timonium. We're going to get back to Dundalk for the holidays. I'm not doing Dundalk and Costas till Gina Schock comes home. I've decided. She told me November 19th she comes home, and I said right after my colonoscopy, GBMC, we're going to do a show over at Costas, and I'm going to give away Maryland lottery scratch offs from the Ravens. By then, I'll have the candy canes, which are the scented tickets, which are coming out this week. So I'll be talking about all that next week. Breakfast at State Fair in Catonsville with a whole bunch of great guests. And then we're going to be at Coco's on the 5th and then the 7th back at Pizza John's in Essex. My thanks to GBMC, my thanks to the Maryland Lottery, and everybody who's powering up this mothership during the pumpkin spice season. We are WNST, AM 1570, Towson, Baltimore. We never stop talking. Baltimore positive.